Steve and Jill here.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about other ways to use RealQuest Assessor data, of which we are licensed providers. So if you think this is what the show is about. If you think about this, you have the name and address and a tremendous amount of data about the piece of real estate that they own. Anywhere.
Yep.
And any, like, what could you help them achieve?
Yep.
If you have the name and the address and a super effective, efficient way to contacting them.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about today.
Cool.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Ben C. asks, quick question for everyone. Do you have a preference between mailing tax delinquent lists or normal mailing lists? Do you get a better response percentage? For those that may target tax delinquent lists, how many years of delinquency do you look at, i.e. 2 years delinquent, 3 years delinquent? Do you combine your price per acre and the back taxes together when assessing the offer? What percentage are you typically offering? Thank you. This is a good question. We haven't talked about this in a while.
We haven't, and I love how it kind of, you know, it used to miff you.
Two parts. Oh, yeah, I used to get really fired up about this. I still am kind of fired up about this, but
so go ahead.
It's okay,
I want to hear
Ben.
What you have to say now that you've taken a year and cooled off a bit.
I have cooled off a little bit. Don't even say driving for dollars, because that'll make a whole, I don't want to bring that up. That's a whole nother rant. So first of all, no, we don't. How do I say this?
Let me help you. Or let me start off.
Okay, quickly. You go ahead.
We never, ever mail tax delinquent only properties.
Correct. Only is the key word there.
Yeah.
We mail them all, not single them out. Why? Because the percentage of those that are problems are huge. If you single out all the bad ones, all the tax delinquent, I mean, for a lot of them, there's a reason why they're not paying their taxes. There's a problem there. And do you really want to take that on? Number one, we have found, and I just watched this discussion, maybe I saw the same thread too in the online community, because I saw people saying, you know, don't do it. You know, how many people that I buy property from that the taxes are current, you know, and that's what I like too. And that's what we get. Most of them are people that are current, didn't know they could stop paying their taxes and are thrilled to sell their property. Like, yay, I didn't know I could not pay them, you know. That's number one. My second point is, if you're going to sit and go line by line, by the way, and figure out if they're 2 years or 3 years or 1 year or how far behind on back taxes, you'll never get the mail out. Think about how long it would take to do a 1,500 unit mailer and filling in all that information. And so we don't even go there. I'm totally stealing this. Can I keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, I want you to.
Okay.
I'll just wrap some stuff up at the end.
Okay, good. So what you want to do is, you know, download all the data. Don't scrub them out. Leave them in. Don't spend that time. And when the calls come back, that's simply a question that you ask. And then you confirm it for yourself, and you might factor that in to your offer price. So, for example, say you send out the a mailer to buy all these 2-acre properties in this great, gorgeous area for, you know, $5,000, let's just say. And you get your response comes back, and you have a gentleman or however many that has a property that's owes, you know, $1,500 in the back taxes, and you're pretty happy with your $5,000 offer. That's a good offer. So your conversation with them would be, look, here's a deal. You can pay the taxes, and I'll pay the $5,000 that I offered you, because it's, you know, that's a little more than I was factoring, or I'll just make it $3,500. You don't have to think about it. I'll take care of that, and we're all good. And that's how that goes.
There's a huge misconception about property taxes that are defaulted on or delinquent. It's a sign that something's really wrong.
Right.
And that is not the reason that we purchase unwanted land, or anybody in our group purchases it, is because the person that receives the offer has some life incident that goes on to have them say, you know what, I do need $5,000 or $50,000 of money right now. I would like to convert this asset that I'm never going to use. It's unwanted anyway, for a cheaper price, rather than go through a realtor or any other way that I can sell it. Back tax property
right.
means usually means the person's dead.
That's true.
And so you have to undo a lot of stuff and whoever's receiving the tax bill or opening their mail, if it's anybody, heirs or whatever, they don't care anymore. So you're just asking for trouble. So we had a member several years ago. That's my very, that's the fastest way I can describe that. I could do a whole show on this. We had a member several years ago do a study because he came to us just mailing back tax property from somebody else, another group. And so after about 2 years with us in mailing, I mean, the whole point of this is to, is yield, mailer yield.
Right.
So why let's think about this philosophically.
That's true.
Why would somebody ask this question? Because they don't want to send out, like we recommend, a letter to everybody who qualifies for their acquisition. For some reason, they just want to send out a smaller mailer and get a higher yield. They want to save money on mail.
Okay.
Or they don't want to really do the whole mailer like we teach or like we say. Even though we bought 16,000 deals like that.
Or they've been taught maybe a
that's
less
okay.
effective way.
Oh, that's okay.
That's my nice way of saying it.
Our way. If you mail everybody after you scrub the data, including some of these properties, you're going to buy a piece of rural vacant land for every 300 mailers you send. For 300 mailers, you're going to just buy a property.
Right.
With back tax property, for every mailer you're going to buy, for every single back tax property mailer you send out, it's a lot higher.
Yeah.
But you send out fewer, and you have to sift through all this stuff that goes on with it. People who have passed away, you know, you get a lot of signed stuff back.
Yeah.
Because
and it's
they
the
open
wrong
your
people.
They open the letter and say, "Oh, well, here's another. This guy doesn't know.
Doesn't know what's going on at all.
Aunt
sure,
died
I'll do
13
it.
Years ago, and there's all this, and this. So I'll sign this. Let's see if this sucker will do it
and solve my
problem. That's what happens. So send it to everybody.
Well, back to your study too. We had a member that
that's true.
He came back and said he actually tracked the results and said, "Oh my goodness!" And I remember I reposted it in like my in all of our Facebooks. I made a point to show this study because he said the yield was lower. I got less ROI. They were worse properties, and my time invested was so higher. He's like, "Forget it. I'm done. I'm not doing that."
Because
he's
very technical. Actually.
Only doing the back tax to just throwing them all in there. You know, so that's my thing. I always say, I don't mail only back tax. I don't discriminate though and exclude them. I leave them in and see what comes out.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
This leads me to another simple point.
Uh-oh.
Which is the real
There's
reason.
There's nothing simple when he says this.
The
this
real reason
good.
I included this.
Okay.
And it's because it's not so much this question.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people, everybody in our group knows this, but the vast majority of people know that I wonder why people question us.
All right.
Bless you.
Excuse
That's
me.
That's a good sneeze.
Oh, thank you. How funny.
Like, our way's
Excuse
the best
me, my
way.
On-air sneeze.
We have this all figured out. I've made just about every single mistake that I could make that you can make in this business since 1999.
I think that they, in their defense, may have incorrectly heard a way of doing this, which, no matter what, mailing somebody, you can get something, but do you want to get the best results and the best properties and the fastest return and the fastest transactions? That's what we're all about. We're all about, you know what? That's the thing. We're about, let's make it easy for ourselves, not harder for ourselves. Could you do this and make some money? Sure you could.
Yeah,
and you're going to be hitting your head against the wall and
I'm not knocking this person, but let me ask a couple questions. You're on the front lines with everything.
Yep.
In all the years that, I want you to be totally honest, that we've been doing this.
Yep.
Has anyone, after a year of doing it, said, "You know what? I've been sending mail out just like you guys tell me. I've been doing this whole thing, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work." So I want, I want my money back.
Isn't that hilarious? Nope.
Not one single person.
Not one. Not one.
The fact is this. Here's
it's
the numbers.
True. And don't trust me. Go look at our online community and ask them.
We have a bunch of people in our group, but I'm not trying to sell anything here.
No, I'm just...
We have a bunch of people in our group, a lot, actually. And I think we... maybe 2 to 4 people leave our group a month.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually
all
lives.
For personal reasons.
We know it's so great, too. We should start tracking this.
That's actually amazing.
The people that do have to take a step back, it's usually a take a step back. And then they come back.
Then they come back.
I know. And it makes me feel so good.
Because they have a baby
good.
Or something. That just, you know.
Something's happened.
It's not bad. It's just lifestyle.
No. A move, a life changer, right? There's some personal, usually it's a personal event when someone, and they're also sweet about it too. Like, I'm so sorry. I need to hit the pause button. I'm not, or just even, you know, the guy I did a consulting call with a couple months ago, he said, you know, I knew it was me. My head wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
And he said, and that's why I'm back now. And he said, part of me coming back was, A, I set myself down, had a discussion with myself to make sure I was going to stay on track because that was the problem. And then he scheduled a call with me to talk about it and make sure he's, you know, going at this the right way and motivated and
yeah.
get him rolling. So, yep. And I get it. Stuff happens. I'm sorry.
Today's topic?
That's why I'm the inspirational one.
That's right. Other ways to use RealQuest Assessor data.
Oh, yeah.
Full disclosure, Jill and I are, and we're the Land Academy, the company.
Yep.
We're licensed providers of all three major real estate data sources, RealQuest, TitlePro 24/7, and DataTree.
I'd like to say why.
Go ahead.
And the reason why we are licensed providers of all this is because of our members. Because they came to us years ago and said, all right, we've got Land Academy. We figured it out. We know what you guys are doing. We want to do this. Where do we go get the data? And we said, well, go get it over here. And so they were all separately paying for their own annual subscriptions to have the same data that we had. And then it finally got to the point where they came to us and said, look, we know there's several of us doing this. Can you guys work out a better price for us? And here we are. And that's what we did. So,
exactly.
And that's why we're providers.
And we're proud of it.
Yeah.
I don't know any other entity that's licensed providers of all three. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't know anybody who's a licensed provider in our real estate investor world, even just one.
No one's thought about that. I don't get it.
Anyway. So when you think about this, like I alluded to in the beginning, the very beginning of the show, when you think about owning data or downloading data, and think about where you live now, and all of a sudden overnight you know that who lives around you and how to contact them efficiently. So we use it for acquisitions. Mm-hmm. And our whole group use it to effectively send a blind offer to every single person that owns a piece of real estate that qualifies for you, in our case it's land, in a given area, whether it's a zip code, a county, or a polygon that you draw or on a map. The very, very obvious, at least to me, other use for this data is to find buyers.
That's what I was just going to say. We also use it for sales.
And how do you do that? Well, Sally and John Smith don't own these 300 pieces of land in Mojave County, Arizona. XYZ LLC does. And believe me, they either want to get rid of it right. or they want more.
Right.
They don't want to just sit there with it.
Exactly.
So it's a very healthy part of the whole acquisition and sales process to get to know these people that own a lot of properties that are, you know, and it could be John and Sally Smith,
right.
Who knows? Anybody who owns a lot of property in one area is going to either want more or they're going to want to sell it.
Exactly.
Or develop it or something like that.
There's a reason why they're buying up the neighborhood.
We had somebody in our group, a contractor, a couple of years ago, use this data to contact people after a hailstorm to see if they needed a roof replacement.
Yeah.
So there's lots of home improvement, especially with our data set up now. You know, when we started to be licensed providers for assessor data, that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mortgage, there's lots of different sources of data that go into these lines, every single line. So there's mortgage information almost to the month mortgage
exactly.
information. There's prior sales history.
Right.
There's algorithmic data included specifically in DataTree
right.
about what they think the property's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It's endless. And it gets better. Every month they send us notes.
Well, even the actual details about
this
asset. Do you want to know if it has a pool? Do you want to know what direction the house faces?
Three bedrooms, two bedrooms.
What kind of roof it has?
Square footage.
You know,
garage,
all kinds of things
basement.
About it that you could use. Well, I was going to say, here's a random one too. You know, I had a friend who was here local to us who was doing a community outreach program.
Yeah.
And was trying to get, you know, figure out a cheaper way to, instead of doing like door hangers or something that would just hit everyone. She wanted to really hit the owners of the properties, not just the renters and the tenants and things too. I said, I can help you. So I helped her with that data because it was all for a
It was a political
charity, nonprofit, yeah, kind of a exactly. community thing. So I helped with that. I was happy to supply that for her. And that saved a lot of time and a lot of money, too, by the way. I also think it's kind of interesting, and I see it as just for doing own due diligence for myself. I want to see how my home's assessed. I might want to check on some things. I don't know. It's just nice to have all that. Know what the community knows. Know what everybody else knows, too, right. to check that out. So what else do you
long
see?
Long time ago, very long time ago, long before we started Land Academy, I was talking to a guy at a bar, and he was a lot younger than me, and he's asking me what I do for a living, and I say, hey, this is what we do. We buy property. You know, we send a bunch of mail out, and the kid just looked at me. This happens a lot yeah. at my age. He looked at me and just, he kind of laughed, even though he has no experience at right. anything at all, including probably breathing. Yeah. Looked at me and said, that's kind of funny. That's, you know, appropriate for your age to send something in the U.S. Through the U.S. post office. So, to which I responded, that's hilarious because watch what's coming.
Yep.
Data's not going away.
Nope.
The mail, not in my lifetime and probably your lifetime, right. will not go away. But at some point, data will include an email address, possibly SMS, text messages. Mm-hmm. These things are already getting worked on. Mm-hmm. The cost of sending mail is going down, not up, because of efficiencies with software. How things are getting delivered to someone's house, everybody's got a vested interest in that. Companies like Amazon and food delivery companies, you know, that stuff's going to be dropped down from the sky at some point here in our lifetime. They'll figure out these drones so they don't hit each other. They're going to be delivering the mail. So this is all getting more efficient, not less efficient. But the concept's never going to change.
Right.
You're going to contact, you know, I used to do this before the internet with the fax machine.
Right.
And so did I sit around when that stopped and when they changed the laws and said you can't do that anymore? Did I say, oh, well, it's over.
Right.
My business model's over and I can't do this anymore.
Yep. Oh, well.
No, I just adjusted.
Figured out another way.
So if you need to send a little a note via drone in 2 years, that might happen.
That's true.
Or if it ends up being email or SMS. Or there's a lot of different ways yep. that we're – there are people that are – entities that are huge that have a massive multi-billion-dollar vested interest in keeping this system in place
exactly.
for a lot of reasons.
Yep.
We're just using it to make our own dough.
Ding,
so there's
ding.
I encourage you to, we have a call actually in a couple of days to discuss, well, by the time this airs, the call will have already happened, and we're going to talk about the commercial real estate, the land that Jill and I buy. So that's another way to use RealQuest assessor data. At the moment, we're all buying land and in about a month, house with the release of houses.
Right.
With the release of House Academy. But there's a lot of different ways to use it.
There is.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for an episode called Direct Mail Acquisition Ideas.
Awesome. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Hope that wasn't a dry show. It was kind of dry. They'll tell us.
I don't know.
Hey, tell us. Sometimes data week, here's the thing, we're going into it. You know, we're the weirdos. We are kind of weirdos. I love data. I know you saw my data as the new bacon campaign I did a while back. I love that. But, and I believe that. Sometimes we talk data and people, they're like, oh boy, they tune out. So, but hey, if you're listening, you obviously like data. I hope you do.
Yeah. If you don't
you're
understand
learning.
Or like data and understand the power of it, there's other shows.
That's true. That talk nothing about data.
That's right.
Let us know, please, by rating us wherever you are watching or listening. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.